Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 15th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
See, what is the purpose of life?
That is your ignorance.
So our mission is to eradicate this ignorance. They are living in a wrong conception of life. That is the point. Human society is making so-called progress and a wrong conception of life. What is the answer? Therefore they have been described as murha, because they are living in a wrong conception, animal life. Where from you have come?
Kathmandu.
Huh?
Kathmandu.
Ah.
Tonight I'll go to Hyderabad. I'm collecting them. But one thing I find, even when we explain to these people, you know, just like smoking cigarettes. In Kathmandu I was explaining to people, what kind of enjoyment is this from smoking cigarettes? You're coughing. This is the way Achyutananda Swami also describes, so I picked up from him. You're coughing, you're killing yourself. And he also described like this. Intoxication means poison. You're toxic means poison. So this is intoxication. You're actually administering poison. What kind of sanity is this? So all those people, they told me, well, I'll give up cigarettes later.
At least they admit the fault.
Yes, some people, one hippie I was talking to, he was saying, I believe in technology and Darwin's theory of evolution. And so I said, the greatest technologists in America have said that cigarettes can kill you. Why are you smoking these cigarettes? He said, yes, I want to give it up, but he kept on smoking. And to Indian people, I explained about karma, you know, according to your activity. And they all admit, yes, there is karma. So I say, why don't you serve Krishna? They say, later, later. They all say like that.
Hare Krishna.
So, your instructions in Srimad Bhagavatam can stop their lust?
Mm-hmm.
Can stop by hearing from Vedic authorities? Their lust can be dissolved, or do they have to just simply be frustrated in their attempts to enjoy sense gratification?
They are being frustrated. Who is successful in the material world? Have you got any instance that he is successful? Then?
In every field, someone is miserable. Just in America, there was one lady, very famous etiquette expert, Amy Vanderbilt. So she jumped out of her window. She was 69 years old.
There are many. I saw in Detroit, I think. The bridge is covered.
San Francisco. The Golden Gate Bridge, they have put...
not the Golden Gate, that Sandy White. We crossed one bridge to go to the...
Oh yes, San Diego also. They have these fences... So when people jump off, they're caught by the fences.
And I think in Berkeley, the tower.
Oh, yes. In the college university, they have a big clock tower.
These are the signs. How they're disappointed. They're always ready to commit suicide. Very successful.
They're practically committing suicide by their activities.
That is... also another side. But practically, you see.
But by the smoking cigarettes, meat eating, I mean, you explained to them, the doctors have found that meat eating...
I have seen about some 30 years ago, one man was sitting, I was traveling in the railway apartment, and all of a sudden, he jumped through the window. All of a sudden. He was sitting nicely, what he was thinking, I do not know. But he took the opportunity of open window and jumped. Absolutely.
A kind of insanity overpowered him.
Mm-hmm. Insanity, everyone is overpowered by insanity. Anyone in this material world, and who is trying to be happy here, everyone is insanity. They are trying to differently. They do not know the only solution is, as Krishna said, Sarvadhan Maam Parittaji Maam. That they do. Neither they will accept.
Especially Indian people, you know, they say, well, if I surrender to Krishna, who will feed me?
And the Indian, American, everyone. Why you are American, you are so proud of it.
No, no, but because in India people know that they should surrender to Krishna, no?
But you also know.
But the general mass, I mean, of Americans, they don't understand.
These are faulty, fault finding. It is no good. Everyone. Krishna did not say for Indian and American, for everyone. But at the present moment, Indians are misled that they have been, induced to think that if they become like American or Western people, they will be happy. That is misleading.
We tell them, I was telling them that in America the big thing is they want to raise the standard of living. But then those people that raise the standard of living, they're also killing themselves.
Yeah.
But they don't want to listen. Actually, in Nepal, I was reading every day in the paper, the king was saying that our goal is economic development. That is the top priority. Number one priority is economic development.
Who? Which king?
King of Nepal, King Birendra. Oh. The only Hindu king in the world. And he has so many, he's embarking on so many programs of economic development in his country.
Mm-hmm. They have been described as chewing the chew. They have no eyes to see that Europe and America, they have developed so much economically. But what is the fish there? They're jumping. They are going to chew the same thing, chewing the chew. Hare Krishna.
Does a person have to experience enough frustration to give up this process?
Frustration, they are already said. Everyone is frustrated. But because they are murhas, they do not know that they are being frustrated. That is the problem. Everyone is frustrated.
That goes on perpetually until they receive the mercy of the pure devotee? That frustration or that...
Well, Krishna failed to give mercy. And what devotee will do? They are stubborn to stick to that principle. Krishna said, personally, Sarvadhan Maan Paritya Maam. But who is going to do that? And what the devotees will do?
We just engage them in devotional service, will they ultimately
come
here?
Yes, that is our mission, somehow or other. Go on repeatedly saying.
Because even that atheist hippie, after he was talking to me about the cigarettes, the next morning I sold him a book, so he gave 20 rupees.
Yeah, that is the way. Somehow or other, induce. Obstinacy. What is that? Dog obstinacy?
They say stubborn as an ass.
Hmm. sharing, different types of religious system, so that one may not have to surrender to Krishna. This is going on.
Many people were on the way to, even on the way to here.
And big swamis are saying, yes, whatever you manufacture, it is all right. Yatamat tatava. Whatever ways you manufacture by concoction, that is all right. So they are satisfied. If somebody says, you surrender unto me, that is not very palatable. If somebody says, no, you can surrender anywhere, that is very palatable.
Because that means no surrender.
Huh?
To surrender anywhere
means
no surrender. Then they're satisfied.
Many people say we have to do our karma, they're telling me. And do your duty.
This is the duty. You surrender to Krishna. This is the only duty.
And they say their family, their wife, their job, their children, all these things.
Sometimes they say, when he wills it, then I will do it.
Yes. This is not willing, when he says that you do this.
And they say, when he makes my heart, when he puts it in my heart, and when he makes my heart open up to him, then
I have no heart. You have simply stone. That is sung by some Vaishnava, that my heart is harder than the stone, because I know that even the stone melts by chanting Hare Krishna, but my heart does not melt, therefore I think it is harder than the stone.
Once somebody asked Prabhupada Maharaj in Calcutta that when can you show me Krishna? Prabhupada Maharaj says immediately, here is Krishna. You cannot see because your eyes are stones. They are not the eyes. If you have got the eyes, you can see it here. And these people have not come to worship the stone. They have come to see Krishna, and they are decorating, and they know that Krishna is here.
Yeah.
At Calcutta.
Sir, what did you say?
Yes, Prabhupada, he accepted.
Sure, Prabhupada, we should return.
You done? All right. Then, by Premanyana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, Santasya Daiva Ridaya Shubiloka. Unless there is love for God, who can see God? Santa Sadaiva Ridesu, one who is lover of God, such a saintly person, 24 hours, he sees simply God, nothing else.
It's last night, Srila Prabhupada, and he was saying that if everything is ultimately spiritual, if one is spiritually advanced, he sees everything as spiritual. Everything is spiritual, then we can carry on just doing the same things that we're doing now, because it's all for God.
No. Krishna says that everything is my energy. Masthani sarvabhutani naham tejavut, but I am not there. This is the answer. Everything is Krishna's expansion, but not that everything is Krishna.
Yeah.
What is that?
Energy is there, but it is not spiritual.
No, it is spiritual. But because I do not know Krishna, therefore I see material. Just like this microphone, it is being used for Krishna, therefore it is spiritual. Actually, originality is from Krishna. So we are not using this material thing. Everything whatever we are using, that is spiritual.
Dear Prabhupada, if this is spiritual, spiritual means eternal, but this microphone will fall to pieces.
Yes, but scientifically it will keep the energy, a conservation of energy. Even if it is destroyed, it will remain. The material manifestant means bhutta bhutta praliya. It is sometimes destroyed and sometimes manifest. But the energy is there.
And also remain in different forms.
Whatever it may be, just like this is earth. Now we prepare hundreds of thousands of earthen pots and dolls. When it is destroyed, again it is earth. So when it is manifested, it is earth. When it is not manifested, it is earth. So from the spiritual energy of Krishna, everything becomes manifested. So therefore, originally it is spiritual. Krishna says, Bhumi rapa nalo vayu khanga mano buddhi. Bhinna me prakriti, it is my prakriti, energy. So how Krishna's energy can be material? Because we forget Krishna, therefore it appears material. Hare Krishna. Jaya. Tabiyat theek hai toh? So Mahaprabhu, as soon as he entered the Jagannath temple, he immediately fainted. Did he see the wooden Jagannath? It is a question of seeing and prepare the eyes to see.
Once I went to one Gaudiya Math in South India, and I showed them a picture of our deities in Hyderabad. They said, this Krishna is white. So later on, I told that story to Achyutananda Swami, and he said, you know what I tell those people? I say, no, Krishna is not white. You just can't see Krishna. So like that, sometimes we are criticized. But for Krishna, the deity being white.
Krishna's energy is all spiritual, then why in Bhagavad Gita does Krishna make a distinction, my separated material energy? Why does he say separated?
That's what I'm talking. This will be reproduced as it is, although it is separate.
Then he's not personally present.
Yeah. When he replay, the same voice will come, but I'm not there. So if you want to utilize the separated energy for Krishna consciousness, then it will help you. Just like the deity, everyone knows it is stone. But why are you worshipping stone?
That's Krishna.
Yeah. It is as good as Krishna. It is not worshipping the stone.
Persons who are worshipping, it never comes to their mind that it is a stone.
No. Therefore, that is the qualification. Qualified, you see this picture.
Now, there are some religions that, especially the one I'm born in, they're especially preaching, you know, that you should never see a graven image of God. You should never see a graven image of God.
That is required, because you are not competent to see God everywhere.
No, but they
prohibit.
They prohibit the worship of this
Vigraha.
They say that God cannot be made into a graven image.
They say it is blasphemy.
Yes, we also say. Although everything is expansion of the energy of Krishna, not that everything is Krishna. That is the difference between Mayavad philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy takes everything as expansion of Krishna's energy. Parasya brahmana shakti jaya. Sadvedam akhilam jagat. Everything is expansion of the energy of the Supreme Brahma. Krishna confirms it. Maya tadamidam sadbam. Without Krishna, there is no existence. But that does not mean anything existence is Krishna. That is Mayavarta.
These religions even say that it is offensive to say the name of God.
So what can I do? We'll ask them and say something, so what can I do?
Even when they write the word God, they don't say G-O-D, they say G dash then D. So that they've indicated God, but they haven't said God.
It's too holy to pronounce.
No, they can say G, zero and D. Zero between G and D. That is a nice explanation.
Zero signifies their love for him.
Yeah. Zero is controlling both sides, G and D. That's like if you multiply something by zero, what it becomes?
Zero.
That's all. Sunnavadi.
People are following very strictly. How can we preach to them?
Mm-hmm.
Some of those people who are following these religions very strictly, how do we preach to them, those people?
Ask them, what do you mean by religion?
Well, they will say what is in their shastra, their
Bible. Let them say what is that. Then you can talk with them.
They say, I love God, I go to church once a week, Sunday morning, I make my prayer. So, what more? Well, I have my family, I have my job.
But I was reading in this National Geographic magazine, there's one sect of people in New York City, very orthodox, following, they don't even go to cinema, when they have free time, they're studying the shastras, their shastras. They're very strict. They don't even shave their faces because it says do not round the corner of your face. So they have these big, beards like this. And their whole life is dedicated like this to study, reading, and they also sing and
dance.
That
is something good.
I taught in one of when I was a teacher in New York, I taught in one of their schools. I taught the little children.
Then, if life member comes, he can simply stay in the guest room without any charges for 3 days.
And whether he's making progress by how he feels, or should he just simply execute the order of the spiritual master and not worry about how he feels? How should
in other words, if he is making progress, he must feel. If he's not making progress, then he'll not feel.
And that feeling is a willingness to serve Krishna, or?
Well, that is always. Whether he's actually serving Krishna, that is devotion. So, if he is actually serving Krishna, then anartha niritti sad vajanakriya. Vajanakriya means anartha niritti sad. This is the result. If the anartha is not decreasing or becoming zero, then he is not making vajan. He is doing something else.
And if he's not feeling increased ecstasy, then he should try to change his position or try to perform?
No, there is no change of position. Position is the same.
Because because once this question was asked that in class, a devotee asked that I'm losing my taste for serving the deity and I don't know what to do. And so they asked this question. So
you can chant. There is no question of I'm losing interest. It is actually following the rules and regulations. There is no question of losing interest.
There was never any decrease.
Huh?
There was never any decrease.
I mean, if one simply follows that everything that's outlined in the temple schedule and...
Yes.
Then he'll...
That should be strictly followed.
Then his feeling will gradually develop. He'll gradually develop love. Then.
Yes. Vata nirtisya tato nishtha. If his anartha is decreased, then he becomes firmly fixed up. There is no question of decreasing.